Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
You notice that these tunnels exist under the house of Rho Epsilon Chi.
Frat party, frat party.
Listen up and listen clearly. The name is Chug Tugly.
Y'all remember when the spooky vampires told us to follow the mist? Well, I just saw what I'm pretty sure is said mist.
It seems you folks are bent on going into the tunnels. Look for a supply closet. Below you is a double-sided door with mist coming out of it. And on the other side of the door, you hear hissing. Coiled up on the floor are two Titanoboas. Okay, so as the party enters this basement, you guys kind of walked through this supply room and found double doors, and you entered into this rocky cave. In this cave, you see these two giant snakes, these two Titanoboas. Across from you, to the south of the room, is a large gate that seems to have been frozen shut.
Okay.
Glint, as you look at these Titanoboas, I'd like you to make a history check with advantage.
Don't.
Great.
Use great inspiration.
If I use inspiration, do I get to roll 4?
Sure.
Great. Quick point of order. Have we rested at all ever since our fight with the oil sworn?
You took a short rest. Yeah.
Short rest. Okay. Yeah. So 37 out of 51 is what I'm looking at.
I just reset it every time we play. Gage never knows.
History check. The high roll is a 26, 18 Ooh, plus wee. 8.
All right. Perfect.
Roll was not that much worse.
As you are pretty familiar with the different clans of halflings in Gatherhold in the Talenta Plains, you know that the clan that raises Titanoboas is known as the Scale Eyes.
Cool.
And they're kind of associated with the underground because they live in a part of the Talenta Plains where they use tunnels to get around because of how hot it is. And I think looking around, you would be able to tell that this is clearly what was formerly like a scale-eyed breeding grounds, but it has since been abandoned. I think with the 26, you would also notice that these Titanoboas have black scales, but in between them is this like glowing lime green, and I think you'd be able to sense that they've been magically altered.
Okay.
Arcana check. Check.
Yeah. Can I do it? I have a hunch that these are electric Titanoboas because I've played video games and lime green means electricity. Can I do an arcana check on them?
It's bait.
You can.
Lime green means electricity? I'm sorry.
It's acid.
It's science. 22.
You can see that
4 plus 18.
With some of the like skeletons of other like dead animals, things like that. Some of the bones have clear marks of poison on them.
Mm.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Poison. That makes way more sense with lime green, Gage.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think actually electric is probably yellow, isn't it?
Yeah. That's, or what, light, most, light that's blue. What most people are saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Per usual, you're not locked into combat. They're awake.
Let's
like
try
you can
and reason
see their
with them.
Eyes looking at you, but they have not stirred other than the one on the left has kind of moved its head a little bit.
Is there anything in this room that it seems like they would have been put here to guard?
Yes, the giant gate frozen shut that they're in front of.
Yeah. Oh. I did think of that. Oof.
It's actually, yeah, green usually means gate, actually.
Green for gate. Green for gate.
Is Tin Bui animated right now?
No, I just have him here just in case you need him.
I can't. I mean, I'd only get to do that once per long rest, so.
I don't. Oh, you did use him in the fight, didn't you?
He's Bui-less.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep him here so it's easier for me to track.
Just to taunt you.
Yeah.
Ridley's going to turn around and show them that he also has some like lines in between some scales on his shell.
Nice.
Can Sue roll like nature to know if the Titanoboas like can communicate or like their intelligence level?
Yeah, good call. Yeah, you can roll nature. That's fine.
Maybe someone else also wants to do it because I have minus two. Sue's going to out loud say.
Are they looking at us? Are they like, they know we're in here?
Yeah, they've... Okay.
I'll roll nature then.
Anybody know if these Titanoboas, is that what you called them, Glint? If they are intelligent enough to converse with?
Let me give it a look here. Glint, what do you think? You seem like you know a lot.
20 plus 5, 25 on nature.
I got a 16. 15 plus
1. 14 for Sue.
Ridley got a 4, and he's like, never sold a boat to one of these.
The turtle's nature is plus nothing.
He's an inside turtle.
He's in sales.
He's got a plus 16 to Game Boy.
He's more of a heat lamp guy.
Yeah.
I think Glint, Donnie, Sue, with your collective kind of whispered conversation, you'd be able to put together that they can communicate. If they're bonded to someone, but not just like any run-of-the-mill person, unless they have magical means.
So I'm gonna hit hypnotic pattern Harry Potter real quick. they're gonna attack us, right? We need to get to that gate. Should we just engage? What's happening?
Why don't we just start shuffling towards the gate and see what happens?
Yeah, how close can we get to them before they start to like? Get mad.
Give us a little hissy hissy.
Are you getting closer to him?
I'm Donnie.
Or are you asking?
Yeah, Fiddles is going to sort of like sidestep like a perimeter around the snakes clockwise around towards this gate.
Hang on. Does anybody have like a torch or something? Like I don't know. I'm just picturing like... Maybe because I'm thinking of...
Firebolt is the Lost Ark for me.
Can you just like hold it in your hand or something? Like
my sword's on
fire. Like they hate fire in Raiders, so maybe they don't like fire here.
In Raiders.
My sword is literally on fire. I mean, okay, yeah. I think Fiddles draws the vile blade, and it is flaming, and she kind of like waves it in front of her Indiana Jones style, so you can hear the fire sort of like as she swings it, and she's like, "Avast ye, back! Back, you monstrous! Can we walk past?"
The one closer to you, you can see its tongue slither out, and it turns its head towards you and just gives like a.
Ooh. I'm taking that as a yes. I'm taking that as a yes, and then just continues slowly circling towards the gate with the sword point out.
Ridley sighs and starts to stretch.
I'm through the gate. I'm on the other side now. So what?
Donnie's noticing Glint's great nature check.
He's like, "Hey, Glint, from what you can tell from these boas here, does one of them seem like prettier than the other one? Like from what you're looking at, is one of them like more attractive in a way? Not that you're attracted to it, but as far as these specimens go, is there one that's a little bit more prime and can you point to it?"
This was my first instinct as well and I ignored it and I'm glad that you're not ignoring it.
Point to it and tell me why.
So, Gage, sometimes in Dungeons & Dragons, you have to ask the Dungeon Master for questions. And sometimes you get to be a co-creator. And we make the world together.
Sure.
I'm going to decide that we're making this world together.
Right. As we've established.
Dunny.
The snakes, small.
They're actually worms. It's very common. It's common to mix them up.
Donnie, I'm glad you asked. The one on the left is a particularly interesting example of what the Scalize have been able to do with, I mean, generations upon generations of breeding. If you notice the intricate helix pattern on its back, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. I've never seen a snake skin quite like this before. And notice that the perfect, the golden ratio curve of its fangs is really unlike anything naturally occurring. You can tell fangs, that there were some skilled breeders at work here.
Skilled, okay. Good helix. I appreciate that. Danny's just like casually walking up to the other one that doesn't have what you just said.
Fiddles, as you get closer, the one closer to you, closer to the gate, actually like uncoils, head up. Seems to be posting up to you now.
Fiddles freezes, sword still out, and side whispers to everybody,
"They're fidgeting. It's based on movement."
Donnie takes out his flute. I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay.
Good idea.
He's got the intent of antagonizing the one that he's just heard and letting them know in a Donnie way what he's just heard about. This is the ugly one. He's going
to
antagonize.
The ugly one is the one closer to Fiddles, to be clear.
That's the one that he's going to antagonize.
Okay.
He's playing the flute a little bit as he's walking up. You know, there's a bit more like some inflection as the steps get longer. He'll like go up and down a little bit, kind of get cute. And then get as close as he feels comfortable to the ugly one and say,
"Hey, so word on the street is his, helix on that side, miles better than yours. And they, from what I've heard, I knew who y'all were before I even walked in here, because I always knew there was an ugly one with the one with the perfect helix. And I'm guessing you're the ugly one." Now, I didn't say it. They did. So I cast antagonize on this creature.
Okay. I thought you were going to seduce one of the snakes, which was my first instinct. I went a different direction. So did you. So that's great.
Okay, the antagonized spell, third level. Whisper magical words, one choice. Let's see.
Wait, can you describe it for all of us?
Yeah. Let me read the description. You whisper magical words that antagonize one creature of your choice within range. The target must make a wisdom save. On a failed, it takes 44 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction to make a melee attack against another creature of your choice that you can see. If the target can't make this attack, the target instead has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the start of your next turn. This is a great spell. It doesn't require you to. Doesn't require you to.
It just requires you to say
understand your language. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. What's your
Ridley throws a spear and totally throws it off.
What's your modifier?
Got to beat a 14.
Actually, I don't think it matters. I think it'll fail, and that will start our initiative.
Dang, nice job, Donnie.
Yeah, great idea.
What a spell. I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Nature spell.
I haven't either.
Wait, but only two of them are... The initiative should only be two of them.
I've been nothing but kind to these snakes.
We do nothing.
You just watched, Donnie. You did this to yourself, man.
Oh,
Donnie, I told you not to play your flute at the snake.
I guess we're all rolling initiative then.
I knew we should have seduced
them. Snake eyes.
13 plus 2, 15.
6 plus 0, 6 for Sue.
13 plus Goose, 13 for Ridley.
I'm 13 boys. I'm a 13 plus 1 over here, 14.
8 plus 6, 14 for Fiddle.
Great.
Okay, so the first thing that's happening is this, this Titanoboa in the middle is going to save or fail its wisdom save. So, Donnie, I need you to roll 44.
Easy.
44
easy.
What?
See what we got. 9.
Okay, so it'll take 9 damage as it turns around and bites the Titanoboa next to it.
Nice.
Now we get to see the damage, and it's not on us. What can they do?
Okay, that's a 24 to hit, and that will hit.
Woo.
And that will do 10 piercing damage. And you can see poison seeping out of its fangs, but it doesn't seem to affect the other Titanoboa.
Okay.
Got a lot of good information out of that. All right.
Yeah, that's great.
Glint, you are up.
Huh. I think I'm just going to whip an Arcano Core at the ugly one, at the pretty one who's not aggroed to us.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a second level Arcano Core here.
All right, roll the hit.
5 plus 8, 13.
Ooh, a 13 does not hit.
Okay.
Anything else? You got?
No.
Got it.
No.
Well, all right then.
Okay. Well, Donnie, you're up.
Now Donnie's going to, he's going to watch that happen and be like, oh my God, that was so violent. He's going to walk over to the pretty one and be like, I can't believe. So when I walked in, I thought you were the ugly one of the two based on the helix. But when I saw your helix, I knew that you were the pretty one. And I can't believe that the ugly one would start attacking you like that when you're so pretty. Like, that's unbelievable to me. Unless, well, I guess I don't know snakes very well, but I guess you're not as... We'll say you're the normal one, right? So I'll make sure when I get back out there, I'll say, no, it was the ugly one and the normal one. The normal one's got the pretty helix, doesn't it? A helix doesn't really make a snake, though, does it? He's casting antagonize on the pretty one.
Very good. Okay. Wisdom save. It's going to fail, too. So you can roll another 4d4.
No way.
Just demoralizing these snakes.
And your dad's 7. Not proud of you now.
7 psychic damage.
Okay, so it'll take that 7, and then it will try to return the bite to its ally. Gets an 11 to hit, so its fangs sort of just bounce off of the of the scales.
And
of the
break?
Other.
And break in half?
Not break in half. Donnie, anything else?
We'll use a bonus action to bardically inspire fiddles.
Great. Okay. That's a D8 fiddles.
Preach.
And it is your turn.
Okay. Just to make sure I'm perfectly clear, attacking one of these won't break any sort of spell, right? Like, it won't knock them out of a stupor that they've been put in because of antagonize. I'm free to... We're weapons free here?
Weapons free. Also, antagonize is not a concentration spell. They're not, like, under a spell right now.
Beautiful. Well, then, Fiddles is going to take the old trusty dusty vial, and, I mean, it's still on fire, so she's just going to come in and swing it straight for that the closest snake. I believe we're referring to it as the ugly one.
The ugly one.
And is going to ram jam that blade straight up towards the jugular. I suppose snakes are all jugular, eh? But gonna ram it straight at the jug.
All right, roll the hit.
That is a 16 plus 6, 22.
Hits. Roll for damage.
Hold on. I have to remember. Oh, technically it's a 23. I forget that I get plus 1 to hit. So we're going to roll with the sneaky sneaks. That is 7 piercing damage with the 3 Genie's Wrath. So the stones from the floor follow the blade for 10 damage, 15 sneak attack damage, and also let me roll 1d6 for fire damage. That's going to be plus 4. So that's a total of 29 damage on this snake.
Yeah. Great damage. As a reminder, I don't think it really affects you, but they do not have their reactions until their turn now.
Yeah, correct. It does not really affect me, but that's good to know, because Fiddles is going to just sort of pirouette, dance away, just do her thing, and step a little more out of range of these bad boys.
Okay. On their turn, you see them release each other. Fangs from the ugly to the pretty release. And they sort of shake their heads. And the ugly one, I think, will pursue you, Fiddles.
Good luck, dude.
And is going to attempt to constrict you. So you see its tail whip out behind you. That is a 17. Does that hit?
It does.
Okay, so you are grappled as it sort of pulls your foot out under you. And you will also take 12 bludgeoning damage as it begins to restrict you. You are grappled and restrained.
So with Uncanny Dodge, I know it helps me take half attack damage. Is there any sort of like, does that mean I'm half grappled? Like I would have an advantage to get out, or would we just say that it doesn't have quite as good of a grip to hurt me?
Because it's Uncanny Dodge, I'm fine with it. You getting advantage to escape.
Okay.
For anybody who needs a refresher, the restrained condition means that your speed is zero. Attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage. Because I'm going to say you have advantage on your chance to escape, you will not, it'll cancel each other out because you typically have disadvantage on dex saves.
Got it.
So, cool.
Will that take an action when that happens?
Like, yes, it will take your action to escape.
Got it.
On your next turn. The other one is going to position itself so that nobody could slip through between the two of them. And you see all of these lines in between its scales glow.
Oh, no.
And it is going to release a poisonous gas in a 30-foot cone.
Oh.
Yeah, Donnie, you're going to avoid this a little bit. Also, Walton is behind you guys. So I need Sue, Glint, Ridley, and I also need Davey to all make con saves, constitution saving throws.
Got it. Ooh, that was bad. That was a 4 plus 1, 5 for Sue.
6 plus 6, 12.
18 plus 6, 24 for Ridley.
Oh, I guess I need to roll for Davey too, huh?
Yep.
You guys both have plus 6 to your constitution saving? Holy moly.
I'm stooted.
Wow.
So does
stooted up.
I have no nature.
Is Davey in my inventory? Where is my...
He's in your features.
Davey? Do you have a buddy tab?
Features, and you can just like click on his the Steel Defender thing.
Yeah, and I see it, but if I had to describe it to somebody where it is, okay, I got him.
All right.
7 plus 2, 9.
Okay. Ridley, you are able to resist this like poisonous gas. That is hitting you with a pretty good force. You're going to take 20 poison damage.
Oh my god. And that's resisting?
Yep. Everybody else.
Oh no.
This
Paige.
Poison fills your lungs. Uh-huh. I'm going to say Davey is naturally, he might actually be immune to this. Everybody else though is going to take 40 poison
damage.
She's
down.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Davey will not take any damage because he is immune to poison damage.
Wait, no, I'm not down. I have temporary hit points.
Susan's death saves.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Boo.
Okay. Gage was like, you guys are going to love my snake fight. You're going to have so much fun.
You didn't even get to go. She rolled so terribly.
Okay. Well, that is the snake's turn. You can tell after it breathes out this poison gas, the lines completely fade, and it looks almost like a little bit of its vitality has also faded with
okay.
it.
Okay. But it's not like a cloud that's hanging around. Like
no, it was no, a blast. The cloud is gone.
Okay.
Okay. Ridley, it is your turn.
Ridley is going to see that Sue is down and run over and say something kind and then do lay on hands.
You can see like the poison running through her veins as you get closer. How many points of healing are you going to give her?
20.
Good. Thank you.
Bro, these hands.
All right. That is
in the ducky's hands.
Your action, Ridley.
That's the action. And so then for a bonus action, Ridley is going to, there's a reason that he always wears a tie. And that's because it's his holy symbol, as he believes in the church of a good deal. And so rubbing his tie between his two fingers, he utters a prayer about like a Labor Day sale. And he's going to use an action called Harness Divine Power, which allows me to expend one spell slot. I'm sorry, to regain an expended spell slot as a bonus action. So I'm just going to kind of buff up for the next time. Y'all get ready. I'm going to do something next time.
Okay.
Just you wait.
I'm going to get a spell slot back.
Okay, cool. Sue, you are on the ground, but you are suddenly awoken as the poison leaves your veins.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I needed, Vince. It's so good. Okay, Sue, having just come to, is going to stand, probably. We'll start with that. So we're not a disadvantage.
Can I help her up for flavor?
Yeah, that's fine.
Love it.
I throw her at the snake. You shouldn't let me do it.
You already said.
We're at the gate. She's through the gate.
She just bounces off the gate.
And then Sue is going to cast Bless at first level and bless the three. She's going to bless Donnie, they're going to bless Ridley, and they're going to bless Glint. So that means you get to roll an extra d4 on every attack or saving roll.
Yes.
Before you know the result.
Yeah, good spell. Anything with your bonus action?
Yes. Also, going to do something that I forgot that I can do. One of Sue's things that comes from their clan is Voice of Authority. Or not clan, with Dragonmark, right?
It's your subclass, I believe.
Subclass. Oh, yes. Thank you. So when I cast a spell of first level or higher and target an ally with the spell, they can use their reaction immediately after the spell to make a weapon attack against a creature of my choice. Mm-hmm. So does that mean all three, if they can, I guess not all three can reach.
Yes, Fiddles is the only one in range right now.
What if they have a long range weapon? Does that count?
Yeah, it would count if they have a long range weapon out.
Anybody got a long range weapon out?
Could throw a trident.
You could throw a trident. I would say that's fair.
You want to throw a trident?
Yes. That my initial plan for before we got poison or like poison clouded was to throw a trident.
There you go. Toss that bad boy
into a mouth.
Oh, she's gonna bless you and say, "Get him, go."
Throw it. I throw it at Davey.
He's turning heel.
I'm unclear.
It's a Modern Warfare 2 moment. You trap Davey in the corner.
This will be good. Crit fail.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Your trident goes wild and it makes it through the gates.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Oh, so
if this
sorry.
Was a game, would we be getting the objective for getting through the gate but still in the boss fight?
Yeah.
Like point 0.1% of other players got this trophy.
Yes.
The worst trophy.
Okay.
Congrats, dumbass.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
All right, that's all.
All right. Glint, back up to you.
It's so bad, dude. It's going so bad.
Running is always an option.
What? No. Not once we've started.
Going back to the stairs?
Which one's the ugly one? The on the left of our screen or the right of our screen?
The left is the... oh, no, sorry. The right, the one that has Fiddles restrained, is the ugly one.
Okay. I'll say.
When a snake, when they have someone restrained, can they still move around?
I'm going to say, I don't actually know if there's rules on this. I'll say because it's so big, it can move at half speed.
Okay.
I think that Glint is going to wipe, maybe spit like a little bit of the poison cloud. You know, it's kind of that thing of like after you drink coffee and then you spit, your spit's a little brown. I think Glint's going to spit out a little bit of green spit from this poison cloud. And then look at the pretty one. He's going to draw a hail fang and point it at the pretty one and say like,
hey, pool noodle. I lied about your helix earlier. It's substandard. And he's going to run over to it and attack it with hail fang.
Okay.
How biting.
As you roll to hit, you can hear Walton shouting tips at you. Like, go for in between the scales. The most obvious tip he can think of.
And don't aim for his legs.
You'll have advantage on this attack.
Plus
amazing.
A D4.
And I get to roll an extra D4, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's the highest one. That's a 15 plus 9, 24. Let me add that D4. 25 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. And that is a 1d6 plus 6 of hail fang damage. 8 of hail fang damage.
Great. As it's like vitality faded away with that, with it expending its poison, it is bloodied already.
Okay, I'm gonna actually hit it with hail fang again.
Whoa,
okay.
Do it!
Get him.
Roll to hit again, yeah?
Yep. This time you do not have advantage.
19 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
It's another 9 of hail fang damage.
Great.
How are we looking on Snake?
It is hurting.
Okay, Glint's gonna kind of finger, he's got a ring on his left hand that he hasn't really messed with much before. He's spinning it around. I think he's inspired by Fiddle's ring of disguised self. He's gonna kind of spin the ring around his finger. This is the Swift Ring, and I can activate it. It has 4 charges. It can hold up to 4 charges, and I can activate it to gain an extra melee or ranged attack. So I'm gonna go ahead and spin that one time around my finger to gain 1 extra melee attack.
Okay.
And hit this snake one more time with Hail Fang.
Does it cost anything to gain that?
No, it's just so. It holds up to 4 charges, and you recharge it each long rest by rolling like a D4. I got it at my level up.
Nice.
It's a new artificer tool that I picked up from it's homebrewed infusions that we found from Spartan 127 on GM Binder. Mm-hmm. We decided to add these to the game. So
very cool.
Getting an extra melee attack here. Hit it with Hail Fang once more, and that's going to be a 26 to hit.
Yep, that'll do it.
And this final hit from Hail Fang is going to do maximum damage, 6 plus 6, 12. Yeah, max damage.
All right, great job. It is hurting. Donnie, it is your turn. There's a ugly bleeding snake, ugly beautiful snake right in front of you.
And then the other snake, though, has my friend Fiddles, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
only
that one
lot.
Isn't being defiled by Glint.
That's true. This is tough. I think of a time when, so I imagine Donnie, after he has antagonized them both with his flute, has pulled out the yarding and don't really know about the lighting, the natural lighting in this cave, but I hearken back to a time when I went to a Kiss concert. And it was one of the best moments I've ever had because we'll just say that bartenders that were working there were incredibly generous and probably could have gotten fired with the things that they provided. And I remember not even caring that one of the singers who had a guitar happened to be in the lighting to where when they would turn a certain way, it was directly in my face. Like I was close enough that I couldn't see anything. But there was like a heavenly vibe about it. But it was certainly blinding. So this is what's happening with the yarding right now. Donnie's into it. He's loving what Glint's been doing. But somewhere the light is catching it just right. But he ends up casting blindness on, I'm going to say the snake that's holding Fiddlesticks.
Okay. All right. Blindness. What's the save for that?
Constitution saving throw of 14.
Okay. And is that a third level spell?
No, it's... Oh, yes, it is. It is a third level
spell. Oh, you can use it as a second.
Let's go second then.
Okay. Okay, it's going to fail. It's con save.
Great.
So it... do you have an idea for like a visual effect?
I think Donnie, in being so inspired by how well Glint was doing after he's starting to try and write a song about a pool noodle when he's not even really sure what that is. It feels far too modern. But he's just writing and he's having a hard time. And so there's some times when he's writing a song, he just tries to find the rhythm first, which is a natural sway. And it keeps catching the light almost like a strobe on this snake. And I think it does it enough that the snake is hypnotized by it in a way.
Great. Okay. Want to do anything with your bonus action?
How far can I move?
You have 30 feet of movement. If you... of course, there's also an opportunity attack if you run to the gate.
That's fine. Because I know one of them's blinded. And one of them is... Because I'm running between them, I think.
You would be running between them.
Okay. So I'm going to move 30 feet towards the gate.
You're in between the snakes. Great. One of them is blind.
Great.
Fiddles, it is your turn.
Is it so blind that it let go of me?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Figured it was worth asking. Okay, what do I roll to get out of this snake's grasp?
Yeah, you could make an acrobatics check or an athletics check.
Let's go with acrobatics. Feels good. That is an 11 plus 6, 17.
Okay, that will be against its athletics, and you will be able to slither your way out of there, yeah.
And that's my action, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is blind, so can this one make an opportunity attack?
I don't know the rules for that, but I'm going to say no.
Okay, well, Fiddles is going to snake around the outside and head towards the gate to try and meet Donnie over in that direction. And while she is running, let me make sure that distance works. Hold, please. Yeah, that'll do. While she is running, she is going to use her bonus action. Do I still have that?
Yes, you still do.
She's going to use her bonus action. She's going to turn back and sort of like, almost like she's splashing water. She's going to like paddle her hand in some of the rocks and scatter them towards Sue as she casts Sanctuary on Sue. And those rocks that she just scattered will sort of like tornado and swirl up and sort of form around Sue like armor.
Will you go ahead and read the description for Sanctuary?
Definitely. Sanctuary, you ward a creature within range against attack until the spell ends. Any creature who targets the warded creature with an attack or a harmful spell must first make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature must choose a new target or lose the attack or spell completely. The spell doesn't protect the warded creature from area attacks such as the explosion of a fireball. If the warded creature makes an attack, cast a spell that affects an enemy or deals damage to another creature, the spell ends.
Okay, good stuff. And that is not a concentration spell.
Correct.
Also for the future, because this might affect Donnie at some point, blind creatures cannot attack with opportunity.
Nice.
Okay. Well, on the Titanoboa's turn, the ugly one is going to... you see it just like uncoil with a... an astonishing amount of speed as it tries to bite Glint.
The ugly one is blind, right?
Sorry, the pretty one. Yeah. Okay. The pretty one attacks Glint.
It's ugly now that I finished my
dark
work.
It is now ugly and it's decharged. That'll be a dirty 20 to hit Glint.
Yeah, it'll do it. It'll do it.
And that is going to do...
If it's more than 7, I'm on death saves.
I think it's going to be more than 7 there, champ.
I bet it's a plus 7.
Guess I should have sanctuaried Glint.
Okay, Glint, you're down.
Yep.
That'll do 15.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
And seeing that Glint is down...
I'm coming.
Hey, Sue can also heal, and she can only heal right now because they can't attack or lose sanctuary.
That's an excellent point. It is going to turn around and try to restrain Donnie, but only gets a 10 to hit.
So idiot. Donnie,
idiot. Live to see another day.
What a dunce.
The blind one is stumbling around with its tail, like it's uncoiled quite a bit, and is looking for somebody to grab. And so I'm going to do evens odds. I'll do odds Donnie, evens Fiddles.
If you
and
do
it's
this
evens. So it attacks with disadvantage and gets a 24.
Oh my gosh.
With disadvantage?
Can wait. Donnie will cast, can Donnie, while it was reaching out, like distract it? And he keeps like touching it and like puts it on his face and does silvery barbs.
As a reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and read the description of silvery barbs for me.
So you magically distract the triggering creature and turn its momentary uncertainty into encouragement for another creature. The triggering creature must re-roll the d20 and use the lower roll. So you have to roll again. It's like a disadvantage.
Yeah. Great. That'll be your last first level spell.
Yep.
It gets a 19 to hit this time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of course it does. Can I do anything with this Bardic Inspiration to help me out?
You can whenever it is your turn.
Yeah, okay.
I think Glint, like from the floor of this basement, like cracks one eye open, blood dripping out of his mouth. He's on death's door. And he says,
Fiddles, if you weren't so canonically caked up that Anaconda wouldn't want none.
All right, that's 15 damage, Fiddles, and you are once again restrained.
It's actually only 8 damage, so eat one.
Dang.
All right, and then we are back to Ridley.
All right. Do you think if I hit them hard enough, they'll drop Fiddles?
The other one is also almost dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it bloodied?
Oh, it is past bloody. Yeah.
Yeah, it's well past bloody. That's why I kept going.
Okay.
I'm going to start paying attention.
Or do I just start chipping away at the other one? No, that's not what you do. Okay, we'll go kill the red one.
This is the snowball effect in debt.
Yeah. How would Dave Ramsey kill these six snakes?
So I'm going to go here to the middle because I've reach. And I'm going to swing my glaive because my trident is on the other side of the gate waiting for me.
Okay.
14 plus 6, 20.
20 hits.
On the glaive. Okay. I would like to... I'm going to roll the damage here, and then I'm going to do a smite. How about 5 plus 3?
Great.
Okay, so 8 damage there, and then... let me make sure if my divine smite... I'm going to cast it at the second level for an additional 3d8 damage. Radiant variety. I don't think that matters for poison.
Ooh.
For an additional 18 damage.
That's a great roll. Okay. Let me do the math here. Okay. It is not dead, but you can see that it is beginning to fall apart. You cut open like this giant gash in its midsection.
Gage, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is... casting the Divine Smite, it's just linked to the melee attack, correct?
Correct.
Can I do a bonus action?
You can do a bonus action.
But it can't have magic.
No, you can do any kind of bonus action, and you have an additional attack already.
Right. So I'm going to do... Okay, then I'm gonna do another attack.
Okay.
18 plus 6, 24.
Yep, that hits.
Y'all didn't even need Sue's Bless. So high.
13 melee damage.
How do you want to kill it?
Come on.
Yeah. With a glaive. I think I want to kind of like put the glaive up through the roof of its mouth, maybe.
Okay.
Ooh, basilisk style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cut its head in half.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very God of War.
It's a little, yeah, maybe yeah. That's it, Ridley. Ridley, yeah. Like, grabs it King like God Kong. Of War and rips yeah. it in half.
Okay, you still have a bonus action.
Cool. The, well, my other weapon is on the other side of the fence. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Okay. The other action was additional smiteage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll save it for later.
Sue, it is
Paladins
your turn.
Paladins do one thing.
Sue mm-hmm. is going to race over to Glint, who is down. I think Healing Word is at range anyway, but Sue's emotions are going to get the best of them. They're going to race over to Glint, who is down, and cast Healing Word at a second level. So that is... Cast Healing Word for 9 hit points back to sweet baby Glint.
Yes, thank you.
And is just trying to help him up and... let's see, what could she be shoving into his mouth? Trail mix. Eat this, Glint, I'll make you feel better, I swear.
has extra then... raisins in it.
Yes. I was about to say Glint really hopes it has extra raisins in it.
Glint seems like he would hope there's
I think raisins and craisins. The craisins are yeah. like the little, ooh. You know, little sour jolt.
That would bring anybody back from the brink.
And I think that's it. Sue does not have a lot of bonus actions that are fun.
Oh, I think Healing Word is a bonus action.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Sue also does have a lot of actions that are... am I in melee range of the other one by this point, maybe?
No, just you're not. Fun. Healing Word is also at range, so...
Okay. Well, I said I ran up to him, though.
Okay, so you have 10 more feet of movement.
And Fiddles is still going, Lord, prepare.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm in Sanctuary.
You can end it. It's fine if you want to end it.
Yeah, but...
It could leave two of us down.
It could leave two of us down. I can't cast another name spell, right? That's right out.
Not a leveled one.
But I can do a cantrip?
Yes.
Oh, let's use a cantrip. Okay. Let's do Sacred Flame on the less beautiful snake.
Okay, the sanctuary will drop. And it needs to make, what is that, dex, wisdom, con save?
Dex save, 14. Okay.
It is going to pass that dex save.
And bummer.
Will not take any damage.
A boo.
All right, Glint, you are on the ground, awoken by the taste of a wonderful craisin.
Yeah, I think Glint eats the craisin and like makes the like sour face. His eye like scrunches up a little bit. And as he does that, a jolt of electricity shoots through him from his glasses and enters storm form.
Yeah.
As a bonus action.
It's so sour.
Yeah, I think this blind one, is it like writhing around, freaking out, or is it kind of just like Matt Murdock being very still so it can sense what's going on?
Well, it was freaking out until it grabbed Fiddles, and now it's just kind of like hunkered down on Fiddles.
Can you remind me what blindness does? Does it give it disadvantage on certain things?
Disadvantage on attack rolls. It can't take opportunity attacks.
Okay.
And I think that's it. There's a lot of abilities that you can't do anything if you can't see.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect its saving rolls at all?
I don't think it affects any of them unless they require sight.
That's rude.
Doesn't loosen its grip strength either, so.
Also, guys, boas have special heat sensing pits in their faces that allow them to detect the body heat of their prey.
Boo.
They're nocturnal hunters, and they rely on heat sensing abilities to hunt in the dark.
Boo.
Doge, how did you do that?
Thanks, Mr. Attenborough.
How did you change Appreciate your voice?
And they rely on
like
heat
Vince?
Sensing pits in their nose to hunt in the dark.
The boa constrictor.
Okay, Glint.
A vile creature filled with hate.
Did you stand up, by the way? Or are you just like on the ground?
Yeah. No, Glint. I think Glint, like, hail fang,
then he would
point
be in
into
storm
the ground,
form.
Stood up. Yeah, Glint's in storm form, and I think like walking over to the blind snake, the point of Hail Fang is dragging the ground, and he's going to say, let go of my friend, and I'm going to hit him with a branding smite.
You have to hit, and I think branding smite is a bonus action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a bonus action. Is it a bonus action? It's a second level spell.
It is a bonus action. I'm almost positive.
It is a bonus
action.
Sometimes
they sneak. Yeah, they sneak it is, him they in snuck there, which it is in. Nice.
They snuck it in. But I've already used my bonus action, so we're just going to hit him with Hail Fang.
Okay, roll the hit.
Good old-fashioned whack.
Good old-fashioned smush with a sword.
Good old-fashioned Hail Fang.
The Blind Snake is one of my favorite pubs.
It's a critical hit. Gosh. A 20 plus Woo! 9. 29.
All right, roll that damage.
Roll me that
beautiful bean footage.
But Gage, he definitely needed to roll the D4 from Bless, right, to get the hit. That was necessary.
That is a 3 plus 6, 9, plus 1 D4 of storm form damage to put me at 10 Hail Fang damage to this blind snake.
You would double all your dice needed, so...
I mean, if you're going to make...
Extra D6 and extra D4.
Up to 13, and then another D4. Up to 15 damage.
Okay, that's a good hit.
I'm gonna do it again.
You won't, dude.
19 plus
9,
28 to hit.
Oh my god.
That will hit. Dude, y'all are rolling.
My god.
Y'all gotta start playing with cheat codes. It's way more fun.
You know, you could just type a number that you.
That is an additional 12 damage from this hit.
Okay, it is bloodied. And that brings us to Dunny, I believe.
I think Davey, actually, I'm going to have Davey use his bonus action. I think Davey's going to just run up and backhand the snake. Because Davey goes right after me, right?
Davey is a part of your bonus action. You have to use your bonus action to command Davey to do it.
It's like you don't want me to have any fun playing this.
You can move Davey,
Oh,
though.
My God.
Are you going to move Davey?
I'm trying to move Davey and it won't let me.
Okay, well, I'll fix that later.
And then I move Davey.
Okay, right behind you. Do you want him to be next to the snake?
Yeah, I want him to be right behind me. Am I playing the way you want me to? Is this how you wanted a snake fight to go, Gage?
At least you can move, though.
You could have read your own character's rules.
Wild, man.
All right, Donnie, you're up.
Donnie blinded that snake, started to run between the two of them. In the moments after he's run 30 feet, one of them's dead, the other one's bloodied. So he turns around and does a big old whistle. We're talking like the, I think Donnie's a pinky and index finger whistler to try and get the blind one to look towards him. It doesn't even matter. That's just for show. Because he's gonna do a firebolt at this puppy, right into his mom.
Are you gonna,
there is a puppy in here that we haven't told anybody about.
Are you gonna step away so you don't get disadvantage?
Yeah, for okay. sure.
Roll the hit.
Ew.
Wait, you have a.
I don't know why you rolled with advantage. What? No.
But you have a plus four.
I didn't roll with it. I didn't roll with a damn advantage.
You did roll twice.
All right, plus four.
Yeah.
Don't use the plus
14.
Well, you have to roll a d4, 14. Unfortunately.
No.
So, could be bad.
I don't think it matters, does it?
No, it does not matter.
Clear the hurdle.
It will not clear. That will miss.
Well, I got it, though. Have something. That's a win. Help.
That's a win regardless. So, I got a 14.
You will have advantage because of blinded, I guess. It's all attack rolls against them.
Oh, so the 27 does count then? That second attack he did?
Yeah, that's fine.
Gage, well, you gotta pick a lane, dude.
No, you hit, Donnie.
Oh, yeah, I hit
Donnie, take the 27.
Thanks, I appreciate you. It's a firebolt situation there, so that's a 2d10.
Nice.
So he's just back there clapping. Y'all are doing so good. I'm so proud of y'all.
9 damage. Shoot the fire at the blind. Snake.
All right, good stuff. Anything with your bonus in action?
You're all right.
It says I have 2 weapon fighting as a bonus action.
That is.
Can I use my whip?
If you sure, that's fine.
I mean, can I though? Don't just
no, beat him down.
Because you're casting with a flute, right? That's what you walked in using. And so if you have your whip in your other hand, and then you didn't use your object, so yeah, you can just pull your whip out and use it.
Whip it out. I'm going to whip it out, bro.
Ooh.
And right there, right at him. Oh, we use that whip more often. That's a critical hit. Oof.
Yeah.
20 plus 5 on the whip.
All right, roll. You can roll 2 of your dice, but you won't add your like plus whatever to it. That will do 5 damage to it. Great work. Okay. Fiddles, you are being restrained by this Titanoboa, yeah. And as everybody is like assaulting it, it is freaking out and like kind of trying to grab you harder.
Yeah, so I have questions. And the first question is, we established that because of Uncanny Dodge, last time you said that I just didn't have disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's blind, does that mean I do have advantage?
No, you just will roll like normal.
That's interesting.
But you do have Bardic Inspiration. Well, that's not how advantage and disadvantage works for some reason in D&D, so I don't know what to tell you about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but you're in charge though, aren't you?
So a little bit. Fiddles is going to
play a different system. Raise, like I suggested.
Fiddles is going to raise Vial up and slam it down, Master Sword Ocarina of Time style, straight into the part of the snake directly in front of her. Just a ram, just a solid sword ram.
Okay.
So like that's going to be a 14 plus 6.
That'll hit.
And that's going to hit for... That is 10 piercing damage plus 3 Genie's Wrath, 7 sneak attack damage, plus an additional... Let me roll this 1d6. An additional 9. I'm sorry, 6. That doesn't make sense. An additional 6 damage. So that is a grand total of... 27 damage because I get plus 1 damage from the flaming sword.
Yeah, you can see like the blood dripping from its head as it struggles to stay alive.
Second question, is throwing a bonus action? An item?
If it's an attack, no. If you're like tossing it to an ally, that's fine.
It's not an attack. So, okay, Fiddles with her left hand is going to dig around behind her. And I think at this point her eyes are bloodshot and her face is red and her eyes are kind of bugging out of her head a little bit because she's being constricted. And so she was going to say something cool, but it was just sort of like, and she's going to pull out the rock action figure of Nandi, her patron. And she's going to look at Sue and say, catch, and throw the action figure of Nandi to Sue. Can Sue catch it? Does Sue have to roll anything to catch it?
You can say yes. You can Gage.
Fiddles, I want you to roll to hit to see if it gets over there. And then I'll just assume that Sue, an adventurer, can catch.
Just roll it like, what do you want me to roll?
Just like you're like hitting like my something. Bow. Yeah.
That is a 7 plus 6, 13.
Okay. I'm going to say she cannot catch it. It lands right next to her. On her turn, she can pick it up.
She doesn't need to because Fiddles disappears.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's read the description of what you're trying to do.
Sure. No problem. Fiddles is doing something called Genie's Vessel Bottled Respite. You can magically vanish and enter your vessel, which remains in the space you left. You can remain inside the vessel up to 6 hours. You exit the vessel early if you use a bonus action to leave, if you die, or if the vessel is destroyed.
I like the thought, but if you do that, the vessel will not keep moving.
What do you mean?
It has to be in your space, and then the action specifically states it remains in the space you left.
Oh, the space I left.
Right.
Not the space I left it.
Right. Well, but it's also in the same place. Like, you can't do it from a distance.
Well, it doesn't say that.
I mean, I think it remains in the space you left.
You've got to be right next to it to go in.
Right. Because if not, I think it opens a lot of loopholes that are game-breaking.
Yeah, that was sort of the idea.
But the snake doesn't care about an action figure. You're going to drop it and it's going to fall. It'll be fine.
Currently, it's about the only thing that it does care about is the thing that it's wrapping.
What if...
Right, but when it turns into an action figure...
What if I were to take it out, set it, and like hold it on the side of like the edge of the snake's body and then go into it? Would that count? Is it like tumbling off the edge of the snake? Or are you saying this replaces my body with the vessel?
It, I mean, like it's in your space. So like...
My arm is in your space, is what I'm saying.
Poofing, and then yeah. I mean... It's not grabbing the...
Arms or spaces, Gage.
It's not grabbing the toy. And so I would say it would just like... It would either sink through or tip over. But you wouldn't know before you did this action.
I'm going to do it anyway. Because I just want one delicious moment.
Okay.
You know?
Roll a d20. Evens... It falls over the edge. Odds, it goes straight to the bottom. Either way, I don't think you'd be grappled.
Beautiful. That's a 2, so it falls over the edge and just sort of tumbles down the side,
yeah,
landing on the ground.
We'll say it's just right here outside of its space.
I think Sue is still holding their hands out, waiting to catch something.
Okay, Fiddles, you're no longer restrained. The Titanoboa is freaking the F out as the only thing it was holding on to is now gone. And so in its fit of rage, it is going to try to grapple anybody who's close to it. So we'll do another evens odds. I'm going to say Donnie is odds and Ridley is evens.
Did somebody say grapple?
All right, odds. So Ridley, it's going to try to grab onto you. That's a 24 to hit. And you'll take 12 damage as it squeezes you.
No. Okay.
And then as it's like fighting for its life now, it's going to try to bite down. But that's a 16 to hit. And so I imagine it just can't pierce through your shell.
Yeah.
But I imagine
that's right.
Genbu's not having a good time in there.
Hey, whoa.
Really messed up. Genbu was playing chess in the sand using little... Yeah. Ridley, it's your turn.
Okay. I am not able to attack from this position, correct?
You can attack. Because it's blinded, you just attack like normal.
Yeah, right. Okay. Ridley is going to say, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. And his... The lining in between his scales will start to glow.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
As he builds up a ton of pressure and is going to cast a steam cone.
That's a fart.
Right at... It's a fart. Yeah. Is he upside down or right side up?
You just see Ridley's tail poking out.
Beef stew.
No, as he tries to cast... Yeah, this cone of steam at the... Yeah.
I think since you're being enveloped by him, it's not even going to have to roll a save. Go ahead and roll damage on that.
Okay. It does 8 damage.
Okay.
Fire damage.
All right. I think everybody would be able to like see the scorch marks as some of its blood is boiling now.
Great.
Blood dripping from its jaw, but there's nowhere to run.
Nowhere to run.
Ridley, anything with your bonus action?
You're telling me that I can't... Wait. Yes. Ridley's going to Misty Step.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's a great use of Misty Step.
Yeah. Ridley is going to, in a splash of ocean spray...
Cranberry?
The cologne.
It smells great. It counteracts a little bit of like the steam in the room.
Feel like ocean,
yeah, like a gym ocean, locker room.
Yeah,
some ocean mist, and then to the best of his ability, he's gonna try and stand in front of... I realize, like, I'm just trying to get in front of Fiddles when I pop back out.
I think you'd be able to stand in Fiddle's space, but
okay,
I'm inside an action figure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. So then over top. So that if you come out of there, you're going to probably narts me. But,
I can get grabbed again. It's okay.
No, yeah, Ridley's going to stay close to the fight, but just to misty step out of the grapple.
Okay, good move. Sue, it is your turn.
All right. How are all of my friends looking?
Glint is not doing hot.
I'm at 9 out of 51.
Cool.
Which some would say is pretty low.
Action figure.
Mm-hmm. I'm 18 out of 62. This is the lowest I've been.
Hey, and Donnie.
Donnie is untouched.
Wow. My goodness.
Yep.
So, take notes.
Evens Odds has treated Donnie well.
Take notes.
Okay.
I gotta get a flute.
And how is the last snake looking?
Almost dead. It okay. is not doing well.
Then let's
mostly
do...
dead.
Mostly dead. To blave.
To blave.
Jinx. let's do. I think I want to say we'll do a little prayer of healing after this fight to get some people some real hit points back. Healing Word is just such a letdown of a healing spell. It's such a bummer.
Yeah. Healing is not great in this game.
So I know that they like just changed over from Legacy. Like that is the one thing that I feel like they made better with like the new version. Everything else I think is worse, but.
Yeah.
Hot take. Let's do another Sacred Flame. We'll try and just burn him up.
Okay.
Dex save of 14.
Fails.
Yay, finally. Oof. Sue contribute.
She's on the board.
That's 9 damage.
How do you kill it?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Sue is going to fall to their knees. And they are going to just say, please, please just die. As they cast Sacred Flame.
Oh, so good.
You can see the Titanoboa's eyes sort of burn out as it falls lifeless to the ground.
Oh, awesome. Thank whatever god you believe in.
Hey, howdy. Vince here. Been a pretty hard year for me, I'm going to be honest. It would be awesome if you guys...
I've also never heard you say hey howdy in my entire life.
That's yeah. crazy.
Hey, this is Vince. Listen, thank you so much for coming back. Night of Blizzards is something we've been working on for a while, and so we're excited to finally share this. It's super exciting for us. I know that it's exciting for you, and because of that, I'm going to ask you, leave us a rating, review, and send this podcast to your mom. Send it to your mom, and then let me know what she thinks. Okay, back to the show.
Walton comes over and like kind of checks up on the party and is like, guys did pretty good there. I couldn't have done much better myself. Although there's a couple technique and strategy that we could probably tighten up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, since you didn't participate, is there anything you could do to like maybe help now?
Well, didn't really expect to be in this type of situation, but
just to be clear, coming down into the caves where all the vampires are, you didn't expect to
looking
fight anybody?
Them, right?
Well, this is more of a scouting mission, because I told you, I found about 7, 8 of these tunnels that have all been collapsed, and now's the moment of truth.
But, like, you didn't bring any healing potions or...
Well, they're...
Yeah, you didn't even roll initiative, man.
They're for emergencies, so... Nobody's dying right now, so we're probably...
Well, not
yeah,
anymore.
Not now.
Well, if somebody didn't run over and heal you, I would have, you know, popped a top.
Yeah, for sure. And I believe yeah, it. I choose to believe it, Walton.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, man.
No, he wasn't in initiative. Y'all can see this, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, Ridley. What the hell's initiative?
I'm 70 years old. I'm a non-combatant. Walton is gonna run over to the gate and he pulls out a pickaxe and just breaks the lock. Like,
All right, at least that's helpful, I suppose.
Donnie puts like a big hand on Fid's. Well, Fid's a figurine, huh?
Yeah, Fiddles is still inside of an action figure right
Picks
now.
Picks up Fid and does like a little tap, tiny tap with his pinky finger on the shoulder of Fid, because he knew Fid would have loved to have get after that lock.
Have we seen this before for Fid?
No.
Disappearing like a genie? Okay.
No.
Inside the action figure.
Yeah. I like to imagine that Fiddles is sitting crisscross applesauce on Nandy's back while Nandy's doing push-ups.
And it's playing Switch.
Fiddles is just kind of arms folded and head down, and she's like, I tried to do something really cool and God said no.
Sometimes God says no.
427, by the way. Three more.
Very good.
427 what?
Push-ups. I gotta go. Somebody's tapping on like the roof ass. I don't know where they're tapping the action figure, but I gotta go, Nandy. This has been fun as per usual. Very impressed with the whole general upper body physique. I'll catch you later.
Are you still wearing your toga?
Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta hear more about this when you come back.
You are going to love this story. That's a guarantee. And then whatever she does, I think that the way that Fiddles gets back out of the action figure is Nandy has created a portal at the top of a pull-up bar. So Fiddles has to go over and do a pull-up, and she just sort of like shoots all the way out of the action figure and pops next to it and just plucks it out of Donnie's hand and says, thanks for keeping her safe for me, pal.
You got it. What the hell? Anyways.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Our boy Walton got the lock for you. I'm sorry you missed out on that, but let's head on through that gate, huh?
Was it big?
It looked pretty cold.
Big, and it was also frozen shut, so I don't know if...
I have a fire sword.
I don't know if you want to risk your lock picks
You probably would have known. You probably would have had some more finesse. Yeah. More finesse on that.
My sword's on fire.
To be clear, everybody, if the tunnel isn't closed up, we should peek our heads in, see what's going on.
Yeah, if anything, I think there's a trident over there. Ridley, that one looks just like yours, friend.
Whoa.
I think you should just tell. Yeah. I say dibs for you, man. I call it for you. I'll call dibs on your behalf. I think that'd be great for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, thank you. Yeah, I think I left my trident at...
Oh, no way.
Bob, so well, you can have perfect. This one. Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. As you guys follow this tunnel, I'm assuming that's everybody's on board with that, right? Or are we recording?
Well, I think
is there any
like,
short rest Hulk. Snack time
is,
or something?
Is there any like beds where I could sleep for the whole night?
No one's going to try and kill us in here.
There is.
I check in at the Hyatt.
However, I want to paint this scene, right?
Okay.
You guys went into the frat house's basement and you killed two giant snakes.
Mm-hmm.
One which breathed poison. Mm-hmm. And I imagine it was generally loud.
They got a DJ.
Glint, I think you would know these are someone's snakes. Like,
yeah.
Someone, perhaps in the fraternity house, maybe not, keeps these snakes here, and you guys have to figure out like
kept these snakes here,
and you guys have to figure out like, do we just move along and try to find a spot to hide in, or do we want to regroup knowing that this tunnel is here?
Are the snakes wearing collars or anything?
They do have matching togas.
Would you say? I mean, are these snakes magical items?
No.
Perfect, because this works on non-magical items. Can I do an animating?
You're going to make them into boots?
A corpse is an item.
Can I do an animating? It? That's great. Can I do an animating performance?
Don't you have a size restriction on that?
He thought about this.
I don't know. I'm asking you, do you have a size restriction on that?
The size restriction is on... the performance of creation. The maximum size that I'm given is like medium, large, or huge based on my level on performance of creation.
On animating performance?
Not on animating performance. Oh,
as an action, you can animate one large or smaller non-magical item.
No, I'm not just going to do one of them. Never mind.
What if I tie their tails together?
It's just so sad.
What if we blow into their mouth and sort of tie them up?
It'll perform a song of sorrow and it'll just weep the death of the other one.
No, you know about in Red Dead Redemption, how you like press a button and then you can like skin an animal? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Could we like make a bunch of boots?
A bunch. You would not believe. Yeah, I mean, if you brought it back somewhere where you could spend time.
No, no, no. I'm talking about press X for boots. Like I'm like.
No, I don't think so.
Could I just nothing. Open up the bag of holding at their tail and just sort of scoot it up the length of the Titanoboa?
You get about 4 feet before it stops.
Pull it back off. It's just sticky.
Dump
nachos,
the nachos out and
old
try
nachos
again.
Stuck to the tail.
There's also like a 1 2x4.
How much do we need?
Oh, we were supposed to put this on our boat, weren't we?
How much do we need Walton right now?
How much do you need Walton?
Yeah.
He just wanted to go with you. He wanted to go with you so that he could find his daughter.
Okay, well, lame.
We'll keep him.
Yeah.
Guys, let's go down the tunnel because Gage can't kill us because then he wouldn't have a show.
Yeah,
who knows?
This is my show. Let's be clear.
Let's think big picture here. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Gage's Imagine Dungeons.
Okay, I think as you guys follow this tunnel down, Walton kind of hands anybody who asks for one a torch. And is kind of like tapping on the wall quietly. And as you guys proceed farther down, you begin to like smell death, decay.
Donnie.
It's like normal tunnel. Normal tunnel smells. And then eventually you get to the point where there are corpses that have been frozen to the walls.
Oh boy.
And some of them have like missing limbs. Some of them look like they've been chewed on. One of them has been spun into like a silk cocoon.
Uh-oh.
More of those like butt spiders.
Frodo?
So I'm curious, like as you guys, this is a long walk down this tunnel. And eventually gets to the point where Walton's like, I think we found one. This might be our entrance. Is the party having any sort of conversations as you guys are going down the tunnel?
Well, it doesn't feel like we can go back to the party looking like this as they look down at their toga that I'm sure is covered in
blood,
slime and blood and gunk. Although maybe everyone is wasted enough that like they won't care. But it feels like we're at a crossroads. We got to rest. That's all I know.
Yeah, you guys are in pretty dire straits right now. What say we take a quick 15 and eat a granola or two?
I mean, find a spot as any to take a breather, I suppose.
Sure.
Is short rest enough for everybody?
Takes about an hour for a short rest, just to be clear.
It sounds like it's all we have.
Yeah.
Really would happily sleep a solid 10, but
yeah.
Yeah, we can't really long rest.
I could short rest.
I can
rest.
At least get the health back.
Short rest would be helpful, yeah.
Have we taken a short rest recently?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But I wasn't hurt, so I didn't roll any hit die. Okay.
It doesn't replenish any spell slots or anything, does it?
Right.
For some Unless people it does.
For
yeah.
me it does.
But there's some abilities and stuff like that that it'll regenerate and then hit points.
Okay. Short rest?
Yep.
Good a spot as any. Okay, so you guys can choose how many hit die you want to roll, and you'll get an extra one because Donnie's a bard.
That's nice.
Holla at your bard.
Love to see it. Cheers.
So we roll our hit die, and then we can roll an extra of whatever it is.
Yeah. You can choose how many hit die you want to roll up to your level, and then you get an extra one because of Donnie.
Okay, but we only, like if I have 6 mm-hmm. and we need to take another short rest and I use 2, then I only have 4 left.
Unless you guys
do a long rest.
Go, like essentially yeah, unless you guys go in long rest, it'll.
I'm gonna formally request a long rest at some point because I'm low on spell slots.
I think as you guys are resting up, Walton will kind of make a point to say, like, again, this is a scouting trip. I think that if we find these tunnels, they're going to be vast, and we're going to want to make sure we prepare to be down here for at least a few days.
For a bit, yeah, that's fine.
Walton, what are we expecting to find down here? I mean, what do we need to be prepared for?
We're going to be in the middle of a war.
Oh, good. All right. No, that's actually what I was hoping for. That's
familiar
perfect.
Territory, right?
I imagine,
not like we haven't been there before.
I imagine everything happening up top is just a picture of a little bit of what's going down here, where the real war is being fought.
That's a little ominous from kind of where I'm standing.
Yeah, nope, not looking good. I mean, at least the oil sworn won't really be gunning for you.
That's some real half-full thinking.
That's just what I was thinking too, yeah.
Fiddles scoots over to Donnie and leans in real close as she can with her height, and she goes,
it's cool that you didn't die last time.
Yeah, I didn't take any damage. Like, I don't know what happened this time.
That's not you. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the new Donnie, right? No damage, kind of Donnie. Pretty exciting stuff.
Walton is like, well, you should. Walton is like looking at your scars and is like, I think this is a problem. Like, you should probably avoid taking any hits, considering unless you want to turn that loot back into an axe, you know.
Right. Might be an issue.
For sure. Ask Walton how he did it. He seems to be an expert on avoiding fights.
That's a good point.
Listen,
yeah, my friend.
How many adventurers do you know who lived as 70 years old?
Like 30, don't hang 30 out with or 40 old people. Probably.
Did not know you were that old, my friend.
I got the Rolodex back at the office so we could go through it.
Where are you from? Where you know so many adventurers?
It's like a lot. I'm from everywhere. It's not where am I from. It's a lot of guys.
Well, no, it's like shake his head. It must be a turtle thing, I guess. Okay. Anything else during our short rest?
Okay, I have one other question. I have the same Harness Divine Power where you can use Channel Divinity to feel your spells. Can I use that before I technically take the short rest? So I use my Channel Divinity.
Yeah. You can gain the system. That's fine.
Thank you. Sue is going to take a moment and sit with their recipe book, which is their spell focus. And is just going to be jotting down some random thoughts she had from her experiences at the frat party and some of the random food and drink that they encountered there.
Vodka and high C orange.
Exactly.
It's a pizza roll.
A pizza roll.
Are we already seeing the beginnings of, like, war has been going on down here? Like, can I?
Yeah. There are like bodies frozen to the wall, and oil sworn, but not all of them are.
Some of them are oil sworn.
Yes.
Can I do an investigation check to see, like, how many are oil sworn?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to investigate the bodies can go for it.
Yeah. And then while we're doing this, is one of the songs that inspired this campaign Bodies by Muna?
No.
Or
Bodies in the Basement.
Drowning Pool.
No, but that's good.
17 plus 1, 18 for Donnie on investigation.
Oh. Donnie, I think you'd find a couple things. I think you'd find, like, more than half of them are oil-sworn bodies. You would also find that some of the, like, limbs and stuff that are missing have been ripped off by force. They have not been surgically removed. And some of these wounds are clearly teeth marks, and they're not from, like, human teeth or a vampire. No. Vampires don't chew on their prey, so...
So the limbs that are missing, are these the metal limbs? Like, what are the...
Or are they like the organic
good
limbs?
Question. The organic limbs are the ones that are missing. Okay. The metal ones are present.
Mm. Donnie is going to take an aside with Glint really quick as he's kind of looking around but investigating. I think Glint is close, usually seems pretty curious in the first place. And so Donnie gets over, and I think in a bit of embarrassment. I think a past Donnie would know exactly what he wanted to do, but this Donnie, not of the, you know, the North fighting off the demons of the world and stuff, is a little bit more of a character, is coming over to Glint and says,
hey, Glint, you remember I had a, I don't know, it doesn't totally feel right to me, but we had talked about looking for materials to help make a permanent tin buoy. I don't know if harvesting those materials is something that's, I don't know. Is it honoring these fallen, or is it inappropriate? You seem like a person of good character. Should we be collecting yet? Where should I be looking? When you made Davy, where did you find the raw materials to make Davy? I'm looking around, and some of these people were working with some stuff that looks pretty high tech. And so I don't know what to do. I'm caught in between here.
As an inventor myself, it is a bit embarrassing to say this, but and he's going to put his hands over Davy's ears and be like, Davy is made of, and then he's going to mouth the word scraps. He won't say it out loud. I would have loved. You've been 19 before, right?
Yeah.
Coin is not something most 19-year-olds have an overabundance of, and so
sure.
I made do with what I have. As far as these folk frozen to the walls, do I get the sense that they have made these metal appendages themselves? That may be too much for me to be able to tell just from an investigation of these folks.
Are they
being captured and turned into cyborgs, or are they like, now I'm an oil sworn, let me make an arm?
I think with Donnie's 18, he would be able to like investigate their hands and would know that they're not like blacksmiths or anything like that.
Yeah.
As you said, scraps and covered Davy's ears, you know, I made Davy out of scraps. Davy says,
love.
That's right. I made Davy out of love. Donnie, these appendages that we're seeing are truly, well, they're state-of-the-art craftsmanship, in my humble opinion, and designed to be used, you know what I mean? And to be consigned to an eternity of inactivity, sleeping with the dead, feels as though it would dishonor their creator, yes?
You're saying to take these would dishonor them?
To take is a strong word. We could liberate them from an eternity consigned to the grave.
Sure.
And use them to benefit those of us still walking the surface of Eberron.
Yeah, I listen, when I was so in the demon wastes, when fellows would fall, we would try and take as much as we could that was left of them. Glint, Davy, y'all can stop me at any point if this is too graphic, but we would bury anything that was left. And we would try to honor those that we lost to the fiends that Kyber would send from the depths. And I'm not trying to excuse it, and I can't decide yet if harvesting some of this stuff from the oil sworn is, in a way, in turning that into a new tin buoy, is honoring these fallen. I don't know what to do, but I haven't seen... I don't think these are scraps. These feel more thoughtful than anything, and I can't decide yet. I hate to... I'm not trying to put the decision on you, but I'm just trying to share how I feel about it. I have a desire in me, initially, perhaps with some of my past and looking towards some of my future, to take some of this, but is it icky? I don't know.
Icky or not, Donnie, we find ourselves in the middle of a war. And I think we have to be pragmatic.
Yeah, I think Davey has been like nodding along as if he's been really engaged in this conversation. And then we'll look up at the two of you and we'll say,
"War never changes."
And then we'll just like scamper off after he says that.
Donnie, we're surrounded by actual, literal walls of death. And I think if there's anything we can do to prioritize the living here, to help the living, I think that's the moral responsibility.
I'll tell you what. I think if Google existed at this point, I'd be looking up pragmatic. But my guess is that you're saying
it means when a person has a baby growing inside of them. They're said to be pragmatic.
Okay, well, okay. Glenn, I've asked you to help me in the creation of a permanent tin buoy that can fight for life. I'm not going to ask you to do this part. You're going to get to volunteer on that one. But I appreciate you, friend. And Donnie kind of walks away and starts to take, if he can, some of the parts of like oil sworn that he can see. And like,
yeah, let me get a medicine check as you try to like remove these delicate parts without ruining them.
14 plus 3.
17. Oh, very good. Okay, roll a d4.
One.
Okay, I think with this short amount of time that you have while everybody else is resting and everything, you're able to take your time and be careful, and you get one good body part, one good limb of your choice. I don't know if you have a preference.
Leg.
Perfect. It's a perfect right leg.
Perfect.
As the party continues down the tunnels after their short rest, you find yourself in this rectangular room with pillars set up, and in the middle are rows of coffins. It seems that Walton is looking around, kind of just on the edges of the room, being obviously very careful not to touch anything.
Arcana check. I call it dibs.
All right. Roll Arcana.
5 plus 8, 13. Now I do have...
inspiration.
Somebody roll good or I'm going to use it.
Hold on.
Fiddles, you just rolled an Arcana check.
I did. I rolled the highest Arcana check I ever have and ever will roll again. It is an 18 plus 1, a 19 Arcana check.
As you're kind of looking around, Fiddles, you see a... there's like a set of armor laying on the ground, and you can see there is blue mist like coalescing around it. And you think... it is starting to form into like a material substance. Oh. This is the clear bit of magic in this room. You also notice like in the back behind the coffins is like a large mound of dirt, or what looks to be dirt, I guess. But it feels like that could be magical.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think Fiddles would sort of like jump back like she was scared, and she will turn to everybody and go,
"I don't know how I know this, but that suit of armor is magical and there's dirt back there."
And then she shivers like full, like from the feet up to the neck, and just says, "I don't care for knowing things, I think."
I'm surprised.
It felt sort of like a book.
You can hear all of a sudden a powerful like howling wind coming through the tunnels. And that mist, begins to coalesce even more, and the armor lifts up from the ground and forms like this humanoid figure that holds this glaive.
Can I roll insight to see if I feel like this is a bad figure or a good figure?
Oh, yeah. Roll that insight.
Okay. It was not great. That was a 5 plus 6, 11.
This is some kind of ghost. So, like, it's probably bad, right?
Probably bad, I'm sure.
Donnie, I don't think you know what this is.
Yeah, Donnie checked on it. He got a 12 on that one. So.
Yeah. Also feeling probably like, man, I don't know what your experience is with the ghosts. Probably not good.
Can I roll a history check to see, like, what... I want to know, like, what kind of armor this ghost is wearing. What era of Eberron's history might this ghost have lived in its days in the corporeal realm?
Sure, go for it.
While he's doing that, what do we feel about an investigation check?
You gonna get up in that armor?
I mean, you can roll an investigation check if you'd like.
18.
Glint, this is armor that is from the last war, about 100 years ago, when everybody fought on the continent.
Any particular faction that I'm able to ascertain?
It is probably, from what you can ascertain, Corvarian, which is human.
Yeah. Fiddles rolled a 10 on the investigation check, so Fiddles knows that it is armor.
This figure towers over you, Fiddles, and it points its glaive at the party, and you hear this, like, echoing voice. It doesn't even... It seems to be enhanced by the wind, as it says,
"Be gone."
That's not really our skill set so much.
I hold up my glaive and say,
"Cheers.
Glaive buddies."
"Buddies, we are not. You are not one of us."
And you see that this mound of dirt opens a pale eye, and a stream of dirt pops out of it. And from that stream of dirt, another eye opens.
Excuse me?
There, beginning to float out of the dirt, is a zombie beholder. And Walton is using his pickaxe as, like, a cane, as he's like, "Oh, welcome back. Come on."
Fiddles ready sanctuary.
They seem to be telling you to run. You can fight if you want to. I'm not going to stop you. I'm just saying.
I think that my vote is run.
Yeah, I think let's skedaddle.
Zombie,
I think, like, a little mental picture.
It's my religion.
Is there a place to run through, or are we just running back?
The way forward would be blocked off right now.
What if we were, like, really fast?
The question is, can you outrun this ghost that is empowered by the wind and a beholder zombie that shoots lasers out of his eyes?
Mm.
That's a good question.
Feeling bad about it.
I've wanted to fight a beholder.
Yeah, I think Sue's gonna say, "Well, I think we've got our sign. Time to pack it up. Everybody turn heel and march. Let's go."
Yeah, we'll come back. Come on, go, 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 go.
We could go grind on the quad.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. We go do the pickleball side quest for a couple levels.
Kill some freshmen. Yeah.
Can Sue wants to yell back over their shoulder and just say, "I didn't get your name. Can I get your name real quick? Maybe we can, I don't know, do some..."
Are we, like, hauling ass
some research
while you're shouting
or
this?
Something about who they are?
I think the wind, like, picks up in response. So you just hear, like, the moaning howl of wind going through the tunnel.
The wind cries Mary. Cool. You know?
Yeah. They do not pursue you. They seem to be the guardians of this first level of the tunnels.
First level.
Yeah, is there any on the first level? That's cool.
Y'all have a map of the tunnels.
Any bedrooms or beds where I can take a long rest back in the snake room?
When you guys get back to the hatchery, Walton kind of takes a look around and is like, look, there's a door on the second floor. Maybe we could escape that whole supply closet deal. All right. Walton will kind of...
Boost me up.
Get the party around as he kind of gives his little hands as a footstool. And it's like, I think we take the day, we get prepared as we need to, and we start up tomorrow. I'll bring all the camping supplies. I'll make sure we're eating and sleeping while we're in here. I think I got a magic item that'll do the trick.
All right, so I do appreciate this time that you're ready to contribute.
Once again, this was a scouting trip. It seems that maybe you guys didn't remember that from like 6 weeks ago that we discussed.
I mean, it's possible. It is possible that I had forgotten.
Fiddles crosses out killing trip in her.
As you guys make your way through this door on the top level of the snake hatchery, you find that there's like an old wooden basement door that leads farther out than where the supply closet was. And it's just like in the middle of one of these fields at NBU. It's like it clearly used to be like a corral for some sort of dinosaur, but it's been abandoned since. So you have your way back in. And so everybody will get a day to explore, examine, prepare however you'd like to. I'll say you guys can already take your short rest. And as a part of that, or long rest, as a part of that, you will level up.
Awesome. Oh, goodness.
That's
gracious.
The magic word.
I love it when that happens to me.